I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In following the situation in Iraq, the terror group that's been running amok in the region has been identified as ISIS, ISIL, and the Islamic State. So which is it? Baptist Global Response's Abraham Shepherd says,
you refer to them as ISIS, if you want to be correct, from political perspective.
That's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Shepherd ought to know. He's handling the BGR refugee response in northern Iraq. In being the hands and feet of Christ, BGR workers can see the grief. And this is where you come in. Pray and advocate.
So the story is these people have names.
Meanwhile, Marketplace Missions, a sister ministry to Global Advance, turns 10 this year. In that decade, they've helped to train and equip over 20,000 Christian business leaders with practical and biblical business principles. Why? Well, because helping Christian business people in developing nations actually increases economic and spiritual capital throughout the world. For the next 10 years, they need spiritual warriors, trainers, and more equippers. Get the specifics at our website. And for Christians, spiritual rebirth through Christ means new life. For a U.S. children's ministry, rebirth also means new life, but its purpose is staying the same. Terry Ritchie of Keys for Kids Ministry says his Kids Radio, formerly a production of Cornerstone University, is being reborn and rebranded as Keys for Kids Radio.
We have created a studio in our new offices for the Keys for Kids Radio.
Will you keep Keys for Kids in your prayers as they get this important children's ministry back up and running?
Remember to pray for the people in this organization. We are few doing a mighty job.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.